Welcome to another episode of Live and Local. I'm your host, Mike Hogan. From the studios at 33rd and Burt, very special guest today. He's the fifth most popular motivational speaker in the world. He has written a memoir called Pursuit of Happiness, and if you didn't read the book, you just might have seen the movie starring Will Smith. He is Chris Gardner, and thank you so much for joining us today, sir. We do appreciate it.
No, sir. Thank you, Mike, and it's always good to be in Omaha.
Well, and you're going to be here September 23rd, which is a Wednesday at 4 p.m. via Zoom. It's a free event, and if one is looking for information on how you can register for this event, unitedwaymidlands.org/Chris Gardner would be the place to go. What are some of the things you're going to cover when you have a chat with us here?
I think one of the most important things that I can cover right now, Mike, in this world that we're living in, is that how interdependent we all are and how all of us have had our worlds rocked at the same time. And, you know, at the beginning of this pandemic, Mike, I heard a lot of people saying things like, well, we're all in the same boat now. I would disagree. I would say we're not in the same boat, we're in the same storm. There are a few different boats out here, Mike. There's the boat of people that have the luxury of working from home with whatever challenges that presents, which is totally different from the boat of first responders, healthcare workers, and essential employees that must put their health and the health of their families at risk to go to work.
Sure.
And there's another boat, Mike, full of people, tens of millions of people in our country who know there's no work for them to go back to. There's one last boat out there, Mike, we got to acknowledge. There's a boat full of people who don't believe that we're in a storm. And I think what I could share and what I hope to share is that all of us are going to come out of this with some new scar tissue as communities and a country. But there are some things that we can all do to help minimize that for all of us as we go forward.
Before COVID-19 hit, you had traveled around to 45 middle and high schools encouraging students, and one of the things you were encouraging them to do is to give them permission to dream. When we're in a situation like we are now, what happens to our ability to dream for our future?
It can be diminished. That's one of my biggest concerns now, Mike. We're already in the midst of, again, as you said, pre-COVID, we were in the midst of having a, what I call a human capital problem, a huge human capital problem. And I think it's only going to be amplified by the fact that so many of our young people who, no fault of their own, have had their entire lives put on pause for an indefinite period of time. One of the things that I must be doing right now with my tour that's going to continue, we're doing it now using technology. And the funny thing is, Michael, I'm in a position now to reach more students using technology than I was when I was going from school to school. Isn't that crazy?
It's ironic.
Let me think about it for a second. There was a school, a number of schools, say, down in Texas. 5,000 students in the school, but the auditorium would only hold 800. So the teachers and principals had to decide which of the 800 of the 5,000 students get one of the 800 seats. Right?
That's right.
But now, using technology, you've got the ability to reach every student in the class, every student in the school. And one of the things that I'm going to be stressing to young people is, look, we are where we are. It's not your fault, but you can still go to school like a boss, B-O-S-S, meaning you've got to be bold, opportunistic, strategic, and straight. This is an opportunity to embrace new skills and connection and education, and we can't miss this year, Michael. We're already behind the eight ball.
Absolutely.
Right? And if we lose a year of education, that's going to have a direct impact on job prospects, higher education, and ultimately the future of our country. So I'm encouraging young people, we can't miss this year, and you've got to do whatever you got to do to get the resources that you need to be engaged. You've got a responsibility too. It's not just your teachers, your parent, or the school system, the school board. You've got the responsibility to seize and demand every tool that you need to proceed with your education.
Well, you bring up a very good point. You found yourself at a point in your life where you have experienced poverty, homelessness, and you had a young son with you, and you literally had to find it inside yourself each and every day to not only get up and survive, but to get up and force yourself to thrive.
Every day. And what I stress to people all the time is we were homeless, but we were not hopeless. Because I knew I can make a better day. And you know what? You mentioned my young son. One thing a lot of people don't know, in the film, Jaden Smith portrays my son as a five-year-old. They did that for the dialogue. In reality, my son was 14 months old.
Oh, my.
Michael, that's a whole different ball game right there, is it not?
Absolutely. I mean, you just, if you think about the whole training that you had to go through to learn how to become a stockbroker and everything, what do you do with a 14-month-old child?
You know what, man? And that is what and where so many people are right now in our country. That film, The Pursuit of Happiness, Michael, it came out at, for lack of better words, a perfect time. That film was released in December of 2006. January 2007, economists start asking, is the U.S. economy going into a recession? Spring of 2008 is officially acknowledged as the beginning of the global financial crises. You think about it for a second. All the young people who went away to college in 2008 saying, yes, we can, that came out 4 years later saying, what the... Michael, wait, Mike, think about it for a second. You graduate in 2012. You say, whoa, I did everything I was told to do. I went to school. I got good grades. I graduated. But now the world has changed so much. I've got little to no opportunity to work in the business that I trained to be in. I've got $100,000 in student loan debt, and I got to move back in the house with mom and dad if mom and dad haven't lost the house.
Right.
The people I'm talking to today in these high schools and middle schools across our country were the younger brothers and sisters, Mike, and they were watching, and they've seen how things did not work out like my big brother or sister thought they were going to, and I've got to think about things differently.
It's got to be very rewarding to go out and talk to some of these kids and help at least point them in the right direction and let them know that they've got the internal strength to succeed.
And it can be done. And let me tell you something. I've got a whole different perspective on a lot of things because I've had the opportunity to engage with tens of thousands of high school and middle school students in the last year. Let me tell you something. Some of us may be less than impressed with some of the players we've seen take the field recently, but in America, the bench is deep.
That's right.
Okay, the bench is deep, baby. And when you see and you speak and you share and you have a young man or a young woman come up to you, Michael, and say, I just never thought of it that way, that's called a good class.
Absolutely.
That's a good class.
He is critically acclaimed author Chris Gardner. He has written the memoir Pursuit of Happiness, and he is speaking September 23rd, which is a Wednesday, 4 p.m. on Zoom. It is a free presentation brought to you by the United Way, midlands.org/Chris Gardner. And thank you so much for taking the time. It's been a real pleasure to talk to you.
No, Michael, thank you, man. And I am looking forward to this event in... Okay, again, sometimes you have to remind people we can go further, faster, together. It can be done, Michael, and this is our opportunity to do it.
Amen to that. Thank you very much, Mr. Gardner. I appreciate your time today.
Thank you, Michael. You have a good day, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, you betcha. It's been a real pleasure. Thanks.
All right, thank you, brother.
Bye-bye.